comparison shopping may be an ordinary part of life when it comes to booking hotel rooms or grocery shopping, but it's not necessarily something New Yorkers think about with their healthcare. But maybe they should, because prices for services can vary widely, in part because of where you go for care. Efforts to comparison shop aren't that easy, though, largely due to a lack of available data. For more on the issue, including a potential legislative fix and a deep dive into the prices at one high-profile hospital, we're joined by Sarah Rothstein, director of the 32BJ Health Fund, a multi-employer health plan that provides benefits to union members of 32BJ SEIU and their dependents. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thanks so much for having me.
So why don't we start our story by turning to New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York City and have you explain to us what you learned about their billing practices and how you learned it.
Sure. Let me start by telling you a little bit about the 32BJ Health Fund. As you noted, it provides benefits to union members of SEIU 32BJ, and those union members have negotiated with more than 5,000 employers for the employers to give the equivalent of premium contributions to an entity called the 32BJ Health Fund. And that entity is managed by a trustee board that is half union representation and half management representation. It's a true labor management partnership. And we have enough covered lives. We provide benefits to 190,000 people to self-insure, which means that we pay every dollar for every healthcare service that's used. We use an insurance company to provide a network and to process the claims and do case management. But at the end of the day, all the money belongs to the health fund. And it's an important point because we pay a flat fee to the insurer for administrative services. But the insurance company doesn't make any more or less depending on how much or how little care our plan participants use or what that care costs. That money all comes from the 32BJ Health Fund. And because we're self-insured, we get claims data. So every time someone uses a covered benefit, we get a line of data that tells us who used the service, what kind of care they got, where they got it, and what the 32BJ Health Fund paid for that data. And a few years ago, we really expanded our capacity to analyze that data. We have our own in-house data analytics team. And what we quickly discovered is that we were paying very different prices for the same care in different hospitals. So having a baby could cost $30,000 at one hospital. It could cost a fraction of that at a hospital less than a mile away. And when we saw that data, we became very concerned because our commitment to our plan participants is to keep their out-of-pocket costs low. We don't want working people to have to choose between healthcare and food or rent or other needs in their lives. And when we're paying more for healthcare, when we could be paying a lower price for high quality care, those high prices jeopardize the affordability of our benefits because all of the dollars paid for benefits come out of our budget. And so dollars that are paid for more expensive healthcare are dollars that can't be used to reduce out-of-pocket costs for healthcare somewhere else in our benefit. So that was our first inkling that we really needed to dig into hospital prices. And the further we got, we consistently saw that New York Presbyterian and its facilities was a high-cost hospital for the health fund. And just to give you some examples, in 2019, on average for our plan participants, having bariatric surgery at New York Presbyterian cost more than $51,000. At other hospitals in New York City, on average, it cost us $41,000, a $10,000 difference. Having a baby often costs $10,000 more at New York Presbyterian compared to other hospitals. Even routine outpatient care, like a colonoscopy, costs nearly $9,000 at New York Presbyterian compared to, on average, $3,600 at other hospitals in New York City. And New York City has a lot of amazing quality care comparable to quality at New York Presbyterian. So those price differences really have been concerning us for some time.
So were you able to get to the root of those price discrepancies? And if you did, what did you do about it?
We're not privy to how prices are set. It's part of the reason that we're calling for legislation in Albany to end some of the worst contracting practices between hospitals and insurers that make it hard to find that information. But what we do know is that there is that price difference. And so we've done a few things. The first is we started to educate our plan participants so that they understand how much more expensive New York Presbyterian is compared to other hospitals on average in New York City. Second, 3 years ago, we introduced what would look to be like a tiered network to our hospital network, where copays remained low at most hospitals, but copays were higher for plan care at some of the most expensive hospitals, including New York Presbyterian facilities in Manhattan. But we felt like that was necessary, but not sufficient. In recent years, New York Presbyterian has only gotten more expensive. Their prices continue to increase. According to our data from 2016 to 2019, the prices we paid increased by 10% a year over what Medicare paid. And that just isn't sustainable for our health plan when our priority is affordable quality care for our plan participants. And so we recently announced that New York Presbyterian will be removed from our network effective January 2022 because of their high prices.
Federal rules require hospitals to list their prices as of January 1st. Has that measure had any effect that you've seen since it took effect about 6 months ago?
We're closely examining how hospitals have complied with that rule. What I'll say is we think price transparency helps make the case that healthcare prices are broken in New York City. We don't think price transparency in and of itself automatically lowers prices, but it helps convince people that there's a problem. So for example, when we showed our plan participants the average cost difference between New York Presbyterian and other New York City hospitals for the same care, our plan participants said, we thought New York Presbyterian might be a little more expensive. The facilities are nice. They have nice amenities. But when we see how much more expensive they are compared to other hospitals, it makes us concerned about the affordability of our benefits in the long run. And so we think that price transparency is a really important part of the public conversation.
Well, this conversation we're having is in the context of our current healthcare system. And so we're proposing, in this case, the fix with price transparency. Is it a mistake to have the conversation and the focus just in that limited focus? And should we instead be talking about overhauling the whole process and implementing, for example, the New York Health Act, which would have the state take over of basically all our medical bills?
We definitely think there's a lot of problems with the healthcare system that need big fixes. Our concern, first and foremost, though, is the benefits that our plan participants receive today and tomorrow. So there are certainly going to be large-scale changes in the future, but we need to make sure we can provide affordable benefits today and tomorrow for our plan participants.
Does the New York Health Act not provide, I guess, adequate benefits or benefits comparable to what 32BJ members get now?
I'm not sure all the specifics have been fleshed out for us to be able to make that analysis.
Okay. And so the legislative push on price transparency, obviously that's not getting done before the end of this legislative session, but what's going to be happening between now and the start of January for you guys to ramp up this big push to see if you can get it done in 2022?
To clarify, what we're advocating for is the Hospital Equity and Affordability Legislation, otherwise known as HEAL. And it calls for more than price transparency. It really calls for an end to the worst of secret backroom deals between hospitals and insurance companies. Although we don't know what's in those contracts, they're confidential by the nature of the contract. We think that there may at times in certain contracts be language that restricts the ability of an insurer or a self-insured health plan like ours to take control of its health plan and offer innovative programs, different networks that help keep the quality of care high and cost low. So HEAL would prohibit prices being secret, but it calls for an end to a number of other types of anti-competitive practices that could inhibit innovation in insurance and lower costs for New Yorkers.
Do you see a way, as you advance this bill and try to get it through the legislature, to get the hospitals and the insurance plans to buy into this bill, or are they likely going to be dragged kicking and screaming if you are able to move this bill?
I really can't speak for hospitals or insurance companies, but what I think is there are a lot of New Yorkers who want healthcare to be more affordable than it is today. And I think there are a lot of New Yorkers who would agree that secret backroom deals that prevent insurance from being more affordable is not a good thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's broad support for this bill.
We've been speaking with Sarah Rothstein. She's the director of the 32BJ Health Fund. Sarah, thank you so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.